is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 338. Eshmom's Adventures in Eshland. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sissa.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we've got a very unique... See what I did there, Panda?
I appreciate that, Ninja.
Episode of our podcast this week, because this episode is all about mom.
Yes, it's not even about us today.
It's not about us.
It's about her.
It's about her. It's about our mom. And it's about all the fun little ways that even though she's not a member of our podcast team, she somehow keeps winding up on our podcast. So I hope you enjoy our tribute to Mom in
Eshmom's Adventures in Eshland.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you for joining us today on our little random podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're so random.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Anytime you want to come back on, we definitely want to have you. We love knowing that you guys are in the backyard, and really and truly, I enjoy Go Home Dinosaurs. I think that it is so fun. I think that the leaf-eating mode, the vegetarian mode, is the most adorable thing.
And that's a good way to keep PETA off your back.
But it's the most adorable thing, you know, because I was explaining it to my husband, who's a vegetarian. I'm like, and babe, the game has a vegetarian mode. And he just looked at me like, what? I was like, yeah, if you don't want the steaks, you can make it herbivore.
Yeah. We just like, change out all the sticks for carrots.
That's adorable.
Ooh, roasted carrots.
But you really, I want to take my hats off. You guys have made a game that is really and truly fun. It's approachable by anyone. I mean, even our mom was like, oh, well, that looks cute. What
like,
is
look
it?
At these cute dinosaurs that want to eat your food, Mom.
And that's important because very few games get her attention.
Attention, yeah.
The last one that did was God of War Ascension. So I'm just letting you know. That's... Oh, yeah. The wheelhouse.
Literally, she's like, I know that comes out soon, so which one of you guys is buying it, and when
you're
should
paying
I,
it up here,
when,
right?
When are we making popcorn so I can sit and watch?
That is incredible.
Oh, yeah. It took us many years to get her there.
Yeah,
but she's there now.
But she's there now.
And so. Then ends up with one of the most hardcore games possible.
That is incredible. She watched me play Heavy Rain, and I got my platinum trophy in Heavy Rain, so I went back and did it several times.
Because you're...
Oh, wow. You are braver than me.
Oh, yep, yeah.
I did it once. And I was like, I can't play this anymore.
Yeah,
I was like, what if I let my son down?
And in some of the scenarios, you have to.
Yeah.
So you already know, and you're like, I'm not saving my son. I'm a horrible father.
Nope.
I only got about
halfway before I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, man.
To this day, I will still walk around my house in the morning with like a cup of coffee, and I'll be like, I'm Nam and Jaden of the FBI. Just because it is so... in that game, it is so incredibly awkward every time he says that, and I love it so much. So much fun. I'm and Jaden.
That's so funny.
When she came into that one, when I was playing that really quickly, I was killing off everybody, because there's an achievement for the perfect crime.
Yeah.
So you have to go knowing you're going to clean up everything. And she's like, why did you let him get hit by that car? Why didn't you swerve to avoid that traffic? I'm like, because I gotta get rid of him, Mom. I'm like, I have to. And then Madison.
He knows too much.
Yeah. And then Madison, she's like, that guy is gonna murder. I'm like, oh, yes, he is, with that drill. He's gonna totally take it right to her liver, and we're gonna end it right now. And she was just like, this is a horrible game.
You are a monster.
Yeah. She's exactly. like, do we need you to go talk to somebody, hun? Because this is... You're letting pixels die. And I'm like, I have to for the achievement. You don't understand. And
I kind of feel like she was right about you talking to somebody.
She really wanted me to. She was worried.
And I'm know.
Like, I just, and as soon as I got the achievement, I went back to my happy games. But I'm like, see, Mom, I saved everybody. Even the FBI agent got to go on TV to talk about him saving, you know, the kid and killing the bad guy. I'm like, see?
Everything's fine. Everything's
fine.
It's okay.
It's okay. Just flip the coin. Everything's cool.
It's cool.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you.
I mean, I hate that she's always like, so why did he use origami? I'm like, Mom, I don't have enough time to explain to you why.
This is going to take so much coffee. And we probably ought to get a hot
cake. I'm just glad you don't have to. I'm hoping you don't have to explain infinite to her. Because that could end up taking a while.
Well, yeah. Earlier today, she's like, what are you playing? Yeah. I'm like, Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, that's bad. When she walks in, she stops, she goes, oh.
What's this?
And like, she watches.
Because I'm still like, really early.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think this is going on. We're in the sky, though. Yeah.
You're good until she goes, whoa, what's that? And then she's and then that's it. That's it. You're going to have to explain the whole thing.
What are this?
And Infinite is going to require... like a week to go through with
Barnes and Noble's needs to make a Cliff Notes.
So this looks like it's in the early 1900s. Why are they singing Beach Boys songs? Okay, well, this is going to take a while. Sit down, Mom.
Yeah, yeah. Have I told you about wormholes?
What do you know about quantum theory?
What do you know about physics?
Let's get really into this, Ma.
Okay, let's start there.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and then what we want to do is now I want you to shift that perception.
Make that a facet in a gem, and now turn the gem over to another parallel side. It looks the same, but is different.
Now imagine you could reach through that.
Yeah.
And bring things back. No, the way that you explain it to Mom.
I'm not going to explain this to Mom.
No, this is how you explain it to Mom. Imagine Oprah had the ability to reach back through time and bring thin Oprah to now. See, and then Mom would get it.
Oh my God, because my jaw just dropped.
She'd make the face that you just made, and she'd be like, oh. I'm like, now imagine in that reality, that Oprah married Stedman. As opposed to this
one. What about the one who would have possibly married Roger Ebert?
Oh, yeah, they went on a date that one time.
Okay.
That
one time. There's a reality where they did get married.
I think I'm gonna ask when I explain the game to my mom, I think I'll be like, well, it's a game where you fight the philosophy behind American exceptionalism as a religion and such and such. And she'll be like, okay, cool, I'm bored. Some of them.
It's like,
I'm like, cool, all right, good.
I'm going to go play Farmville.
Yeah, right. I think she's into Candy Crush right now,
okay. Yeah, that happens. That happens a lot.
But anyway, that was a horrible end of the show tangent.
Yeah. Well, we ended up with Oprah and Candy Crush. So, I mean...
I think we're going to have a really great title this week.
I think it could go so many different ways. But once Kinect becomes available, really going into holiday, especially with the economy being what it is, who's going to be the victor coming out of holiday on the motion tip? Because Wii's been doing it, and so they've pretty much saturated their audience. Like, I don't really think Nintendo's going to pick up a huge chunk of people.
Because the phone was dead before I put it on the charger, so now that it's charged, its ringer is on. I'm sorry. Go get it, Mummy! Not my fault. It was dead before I put it on the charger, but now that it's charged, it had a ring. I forgot that it was going to do that. Mummy, hurry up and get the... You don't move fast enough.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, well. That was on Mom.
Keep it. All right, Mommy. Call her back. Go in the bathroom and call her back. Because we don't need her ring-a-ling-a-ling-ing with a ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-ing. Stand firm, Mom.
So anyway, I think that it would be really interesting to see, going into holiday, you know, who's really going to be the victor. Because I think right now, as far as lineup of titles... Motherfucker.
If it's not one thing, it's another. I don't control the phones.
Cell phones.
Alone.
Bathroom.
Bathroom.
I want to go in.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Ma. We need to build a studio.
That's why I'm going to try to save up so we can soundproof a room upstairs on the third floor.
The little
That hurt.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Oh my god, that was nasty. You need to not do the acid base so much. I'm going to go with less gummy bears. Okay. One more time with feeling. You good?
All right. I hope.
It'll be really interesting to me to see, you know, going into holiday.
I had the pox, and I gave it to poor Ash Mom.
Yep.
I felt bad about that, because then she had the pox, and she didn't even go to PAX. But I will say that it was definitely worse than the Ibudu virus that I picked up at PAX East last summer.
I don't remember what.
Yeah, I only had that for like 2 days.
Oh,
this one lingered for like a week and a half. It's crazy.
Yeah, you guys were both kind of sickly. Like, where I was just like, I can't talk to you.
Exactly. I was like,
let me color in this sign that says, "Don't step on the carpet."
Yeah, you know, I was hallucinating and stuff.
Oh boy,
it was awesome. No, it really wasn't awesome.
I doubt it was awesome.
Really kind of scary and freaky.
I'm sure it was.
But I'm recovered now,
and so am I. I gave her a real card.
Yeah,
because I'm a pimp.
I gave her jewelry and love and affection and attention and candy, because my mom likes candy. Mom likes candy.
Yeah.
The good candy, too. The good diet, but not the cheap, you know.
Yeah.
No Russell Stovers up in this piece.
You fucking know what I'm saying?
No. So.
Godiva realness.
Godiva or nothing. So, you know, we did that. We had a good Mom's Day.
Yeah.
We had foods. We had Bev. It was good. Mom felt special, as she should. And, you know, now we're back to, you know, normal. Ma! Meatloaf!
I like to say this.
What?
You should love your mom every day.
Every damn day.
And you should appreciate your mom every day.
Every damn day.
Mother's Day is just a day to celebrate your mom.
That's right. Don't be an asshole 364 days.
Do not be a douchebag or a douchelet to your mom after Mom Day.
Yeah.
Celebrate your mom and any other moms in your life, because you might have two moms.
You might have more than two moms.
You might have a bajillion moms.
There may have been many marriages, and you have many mommies.
And so many brothers and sisters once or twice removed.
Yes. But your family.
Yes.
And
celebrate your moms.
Yeah, celebrate moms, because she put up with your ass.
She pushed you out of her BJJ.
Seriously.
Or possibly, you know, you got removed, but
yeah.
Either
way, you were cared for. Repay the debt.
Yeah.
Don't be a douche.
Or a douchelet.
And that's a PSA from the chicks at Electric Sisterhood.
Literally, when I was playing, I didn't have a lot of friends on my list because, like I said, I just converted it over to play Diablo 3. So I wanted to see what people were talking about on first day, and everyone was complaining about their latencies and their pings and their this. And I mean, I don't have the best connection in this house because Eshmom likes to leave streaming media on.
Open all the damn time. She'd be streaming her streams of streaming.
So, I mean, I was nice enough to help myself out by just shutting her computer down. I was like, she's not home.
I just cut it off.
She's not home right now. So I'm just going to kick that. But I mean, people were really upset.
Shit that you dig this week, Panda. Say it.
The guacamole from La Paria. Bitch say, huh?
And then Eshmar
bitch
was
say,
like,
yum.
What?
That's what she say. Bitch say, yum. But no, it would have to be the guac from that restaurant that we went to while we were in LA.
I know, that place was fucking delicious.
It was heavenly. It didn't even need bacon.
Whack-a-mole. You know, here's the thing. I think it's the blending of a couple of things. One, getting healthier is never a bad thing to do. And two, it's a new gadget, dude.
You're in it for the gadget.
I mean, the gadget didn't suck. But I had already started the whole being healthier thing before
yes,
the gadget.
Yes, I know.
But now it's a new gadget.
A gadget to go with your health.
Two gadgets. Benefit my health.
Benefit your health.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I may end up getting one for Eshmom, too, because I know that she's trying to figure out how to do some of that kind of stuff, too. So just slap a little
Nike. Oh, my God, let's totally put a chip in her shoe.
I want to put a chip in Eshmom's shoe. I want to know what she's doing. I want to know what she's doing all day.
She's at her job.
I know, but what's she doing?
Walking.
See? So then it's perfect, because it counts.
She's walking upstairs, downstairs, sidestairs, understairs.
It's going to count all them steps.
And then she presses down on the button, the pedal on the car to make it go, and the one that makes it stop.
We're sitting here. It's August. September and October are literally right around the corner. One of the things that I've been really excited about, so much so that we're going to get cracking on the studio here pretty soon, is Dance Central 3. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, when I got to spend some time with it at E3, it was just fun. It was more Dance Central, and there's nothing wrong with just more Dance Central.
No.
Okay, but the assortment of music really was interesting to me, that you had more stuff that was, you know, specifically targeted to, you know, disco and 80s new wave and, oh yeah, a little bit of the 90s, a little bit of the camp, and then, of course, your, okay, you want to get down and think your street crew, like, here you go, here's your stuff. But they recently made an announcement that they were going to throw some K-pop into the mix.
And that's Korean pop music, for those who don't know.
And I was kind of both taken aback and, but at the same time, really excited about that, because, you know, I should not have been surprised, because it's harmonics that we're talking about here, okay? These guys have had some of the most innovative ideas around video games for a while, okay? Between, you know, I can't say enough awesome things about Frequency and Amplitude, okay?
Right.
All right, and then you moved into the whole Rock Band deal and all its iterations. We're still excited about Rock Band Blitz, and then you got Dance Central thrown into the mix, where we're like, oh, motion-based games, and then Dance Central came out, and it was like, no, this is actually really challenging, and it's fun, and it's kind of exercising, and I really enjoy it. Damn. Really cool. And so it shouldn't have surprised me that as popular as K-pop is becoming here in the States, you know, half of, let me not exaggerate, a good portion of the videos that I see on my feed from my personal friends on Facebook,
or your sister.
Or my sister. Or my... Well, Mom's not on Facebook, but I do see K-pop videos because of Mom. Are from K-pop artists, and I'm discovering new ones and new songs and finding, you know, artists who are, you know, collaborating with American artists and have stuff coming out. Like, I was sitting there, we were talking about stuff the other day, me and Mom, and Eshmom goes, yeah, well, you know, G-Dragon's gonna be doing a track with Ludacris. And I'm like, one, how do you know who G-Dragon is? Two, when is this track with Ludacris coming out? Three, will there be booties in it?
You know there's going to be booties in it. Well, jangling.
But my mom.
Our mom.
Well, at the time, I'm describing this, because it was just the two of us sitting in the room.
She's still our mom, even if I'm not in the room.
Fuck, fine. All right, so anyway, so our mom to be sitting there and talking about G-Dragon to me.
Especially when I introduced you to G-Dragon.
It's like, whoa?
So, I'll play it on my Wii U.
You said you're not getting one.
No, I didn't say I wasn't getting a Wii U. I just said I'm not trading in my Wii to get the Wii U.
What are you going to do with a Wii and a Wii U?
Awesomeness.
What? Like what? Like what?
I'm going to bedazzle it.
Really? In what space? You're going to have a Wii and a Wii U? You can't even put your PlayStation and Xbox on the same TV.
Yes, I can. I just don't. Because then Eshmom is like, what you playing? And then I can't just have my solid game time if I want to talk to my bros. I can't be like, yeah, suck my dick. Because then Mom's like, you don't have a dick, Pamela. And I'm just like, damn it, Mom. And then they hear and like, oh, is that your mommy in the background? Like, fuck that shit.
This whole exchange is hilarious to me, and I need to be part of it.
Which is why I moved my PS3 up to my room so I could have some private gaming time without a peanut gallery. But I know that when the Beyond Two Souls comes, I'm going to have to move it back downstairs, because that's the type of game Eshmom's going to want
to
watch me play.
Not to mention God of War 3. I mean, God of War Ascension.
Yeah, because she's already seen God of War 3.
Yep. Panda, what do you got?
I don't have nearly as much to talk about as you, because I didn't get a new game this week. Granted, I still haven't opened Final Fantasy Dream Drop Distance. I need to do that, but I haven't.
Yeah, because you got a new game last week. You just didn't open it.
I just didn't open it. I need to, because it's sitting right
next
to my...
Also haven't played Prototype 2 or Max Payne 3.
Which I think I'm just going to return, because I don't think I'm going to play either of them. Sadly.
You suck.
I know.
You really need to play Prototype 2.
I don't want
to. You need to.
I don't want
to. As a black woman, you need to play.
I don't want to. All right. Anyway, so...
I mean, you don't need to play Max Payne 3, but you actually do need to play Prototype 2.
But I watched
even
you
if you don't
play
finish
it.
No, you watch me finish it.
That's the important part.
No, it's not the important part. You're starting to sound like Eshmom. The ending is what's important.
Oh
all
my
the
god,
stuff that
I
comes
am
before
you.
Is filler.
She said filler?
Yes.
She needs to stop listening to me when I speak. Regardless. So like I said, I don't
do
have...
Do you want to be Eshmom?
No.
Do you want to be Eshmom?
No.
Then you better play Prototype. You don't have to finish it, but you need to start it. There are more things coming up in Broke Bitch October, like Dance Central 3.
Yep.
Like Assassins.
Yep.
Okay.
And well, wait, is that in October or is that in November?
I thought it was October. It might be November, but I thought it was October. I thought it was the end of October. So like the 20th.
I thought it was early November.
It might be early November. I can't keep
I'll be gone till Broke Bitch November.
I can't even follow that. I can't
give a kiss
even...
to your mother.
Your mother's my mother, and I kiss my mother all the time.
There you go, Mom.
I'm not a fan of RPGs, and I'm a bit of a fan.
You are not a fan of turn-based RPGs.
Correct, but I am a fan of action-based RPGs, which is what Ni no Kuni is, and I don't know that I will necessarily play it, but I'm damn sure enjoying watching Panda run through it. And so I want to see how the story ends up. It's really engrossing. And anytime that you get Eshmom up and watching the gameplay,
oh, yeah,
that's when you know you get a
winner. There were several times that she came and she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, I'm not watching Eshmom. I'm doing. And of course, then she's like, okay, Panda, and has gone about her business. But she's sat down and she's watched because it's that... addictive. It's that inclusive.
No, I find that the majority of my PlayStation games are not games that have a multiplayer piece. And
right, and
it's not really by design. It's just kind of how things have worked out. But I did play a little bit of Uncharted 3 multiplayer.
Not with me.
Nope. Not with you.
Sorry.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
Okay, I'm not sorry.
Thanks. Be honest.
let's be honest.
Just be honest about it.
All right.
You ain't gotta lie.
All right.
It's in the past.
Well, I'm really high level now, so it'd be difficult.
You know what? Just be quiet. Just be quiet. Because I'm not at a really high level.
Are you like level 5?
I'm level 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. I'm just level 37.
Yeah, you know what? We just let it go.
37.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm a beast.
I don't want to talk to you. It makes really doing a podcast.
Well,
but really
they should feel better in my crew. They're all like level 50, so I'm the
no,
little one.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Not at all.
I'm the little
not
one.
Not the least. Because you have a crew. So you could have stopped right there.
Well, I mean, it's two other dudes because you can only
yeah,
play with three.
I know. Yeah. You just stop right there.
You have a crew and your sister not in the crew.
Yep. I got a crew. You ain't in it. That's what you just said.
Because, yeah.
You know, yeah. You want to let that go
you're
now?
You're my family crew.
Yeah.
That's blood. That's
yeah.
blood.
What that I don't play with, though.
That's you and Ninja and Eshmom? Is that what that
is? Oh, my God.
Eshmom does not have...
And we're a crew of three. What?
Eshmom doesn't play.
No, I didn't think she would freak out if we actually made her touch a controller.
Eshmom's in the support group.
She is. She will watch.
She's
will backseat drive.
She's throwing the band-aids.
Yep.
Eshmom is moral support crew.
She is on yeah. snack delivery.
Yep.
Snack
delivery. She is beverage service.
Mom, Hot Pocket! It's almost done. Go. Damn.
The big gulp.
Yep.
Baby, do you need a straw? Yes. I can't hold my cup and play a video game at the same time, Mom.
The problem with it is that she walks in front of the screen all the time.
Oh, the damn
at
time.
At the wrong damn time.
During QTEs where I'm like, I need to be seeing the whole screen.
And then she laughs the shit-inning grin laugh that you just, it's priceless.
And now she purposely stands in front of it sometimes, and she's like, I shouldn't do that, huh? I'm like, you know. You know.
Instigator.
Penis.
Vagina.
Oh my god. Mommy got me so good today.
What'd she do?
Yeah, because we were driving, right? And just randomly out of nowhere, I was like, Teletubbies. And I'm like, Mom, I think there's something wrong with me. Like, I think I have one of those, you know, disorders. And I'm like, did you ever get me tested for that? She's like, why? I already knew going in that there was something wrong with you. And I was like,
Mom! Oh, that is a good one.
Oh, Mom got me so good today.
That was good.
And then, you know, I was telling about how, like, when I drive to work, the way I'll drive to work is not the way that I'll come home.
Right.
Like, I have to go a different way. Like, I have to. I will not allow myself to go the way that I came. And she's like, that sounds kind of OCD. And, of course, the OCD that you have is not the one that makes you clean because, you know, it couldn't be one that I could use. And I'm just like,
ooh, double burn. Double burn.
I've been burned all day.
I mean,
no, and then she's like, and your car is really messy. Car is really messy.
Whoa. Somebody's microphone and speakers are on. And they just have their headphones
in. Mom's talking about getting her car, detailed. Oh, well, I know some friends who could, you know, take your car and clean it and bring it back. And I'm like, they could do my car. Mom's like, no, they can't do your car because your car's a, you know, shithole. And I was like, Mom.
So, yep, I ordered my Slim. Yay. And Mom was like, she's like, so is that smaller? Oh, God. Wait, hold on before we start.
What was that oh, God about?
Because I told Frank I'd get him after the recording of the show, and I think he's already in transit. And I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. It's like, for one, my room's not clean. And now that I have company coming, I have to clean it. Oh, having company is so tedious.
Yeah, wait till you have your own place. Because
I know.
You keep your place, like, clean on a regular basis.
Trust me, if it was my own place where it was just
me, it is your own place. It's your fucking room.
I know, but
nobody else goes there except for you.
I know.
That's your space.
It gives me such hell for it.
It's your space.
It's like, why do you go up to your room? And half the time I just want to be like, Mom, because I'm going to masturbate. That's why. So at least then she'll stop asking. Then she'll be like, are you done yet? Missy's got to go out. I'm so glad I'm not.
Up, DJ Diddles, your dog needs to pee.
I'm so glad I'm not a dude because there's no way I'd get any kind of release in this house because Mom's up my ass 24/7.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. We're all adults here. I can say it.
Oh, my God.
Because even if you're getting a standard edition, they wanted to say, hey, you still got the game. You're going to invest. Let's give you something.
But I got the collector's edition.
You're getting a fucking hoodie, bitch.
But not the Raider.
Some people are walking around naked who don't get hoodies. Like me. You're getting, now you're going to have two hoodies. And you can only wear one at a time.
Look, do we want to talk about what happens when I, well.
That wasn't me. That was Eshdog. I did not rip that hole.
This is not a bite hole. That's a torn seam.
Oh. That might have been me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, if it was me, I'm sorry. I don't know when I did that. If I did it. Ash Mom might have did it. Because she wore it, too. Several times.
If Mom put a hole in it, she would have sewed it up.
No, she wouldn't. Because she doesn't know where the sewing needles are. Because I have them. She'd be like,
Panda! Well, she would have owned it, like,
oh, no, Shelly. She wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
That
because
whole little girl
no,
thing.
Because like, when Eshdog tore up my gloves, she said shit dick about it.
That's with you. She said shit dick.
She, you know what I meant. She didn't say anything about it. And I didn't hear about my destruction of my gloves from my neighbor 3 weeks later. And she's like, oh, yeah, that happened.
That's true. That's where I was.
So I don't think she'd open her mouth to you because she won't open it to me. She definitely won't open it for
That's
you.
That's true. See this scar?
You need to do the
box. Yeah, yeah, I know, I will. But you see this scar? You know where I got that from?
From taking an arrow to the knee?
No. Bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon grease did that.
When were you cooking bacon?
Don't worry about it.
When were you cooking bacon?
All right, let me do the bump.
When were you cooking bacon? Shut and up. Did you give any to Mom?
Shut up.
You didn't give Mom. Shut that's up. Why. That's why your bacon bit you. Bit you.
Bacon bit me?
Bacon bit you. That'd be a great, really bad, cheesy B movie. Bacon bites? It's like, now the bacon bites back.
I'm going to have some delicious bread. Ah!
Stop it.
Ow! What the fuck?
Stop it.
Damn! That hurt!
Stop scratching it.
Damn! Okay, Mom? Fuck! Don't ever hit me like that again! I will wreck you.
Every day I find myself becoming more and more like her.
Oh my Christ, that stung.
Viper sting.
Yeah, no shit. That wasn't even with your good hand.
I know. That was my left hand. Not even.
Going the
one I practiced with.
You're Mimi. I fear for your children. They will never fuck up in life. I forgot what the shit I was talking about now.
You slapped the knowledge out of you.
You slapped the thought right out of me.
Oh, my ear. Stop. Someone's talking about me.
It's probably Mom. She's putting a juju on
me. Man, that's not even funny.
Yo, she put the juju on me.
Hey, at least I told you about it. She wasn't going to let you
she
ride.
She was going to let me fucking
ride out the rest of the day with that bad juju.
With that on my... And fucking shit. Tell him what happened.
No.
Go ahead. No, tell him.
We got in an accident.
In an accident?
In the car.
My car.
Okay.
Today, on the way to breakfast.
What?
I lost a finger, but it's
you
okay.
You did not lose a finger. Don't be a dick.
Did you look under the refrigerator?
That's usually where they go.
You know, I did lose my car keys in the refrigerator
exactly,
once.
Exactly, the fucking refrigerator. It's like a magnet for all things.
All lost things. Exactly. All the things.
All the things end up in the refrigerator.
No, I was going down 4th Street and got hit by this chick and whatever. My car's stuck.
So it wasn't your fault?
No, I had her on my blinker.
Yeah, but her mom is totally talking like it is, so they're going to have to dispute it. But with the damage the way that it is, there's no way they can make Rochelle fault for it.
Yeah, since she then. Called her mom, and her mom showed up after on the scene, called the cops, and was like, oh, yeah, so you hit her. I was like, no, she hit me. I was in the front. I had on my blinker.
Not to mention that the focal point of the impact is in your car.
Exactly. She hit me. So, but, yeah, she, young girl, you know, wearing her freaking, I'm guessing, either soccer or lacrosse uniform. Driving
from my alma mater. Classical.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, filled out the information, contacted Eric, filled out the form, took the photos, all the information, already submitted a claim to Liberty Mutual. Everyone is okay. Nobody was hurt. This is a low-impact thing. But then, dig this. So we're sitting and we're eating the breakfast, right?
Yes.
Mandy, tell them what happened.
So, well, Mom had told me while Rochelle was doing all the paperwork and stuff that she had this feeling that an accident was going to happen today. So she told me, she's like, this is so funny that this happened. Because in my mind, right before we left for breakfast, I was like, I hope we don't get into an accident today. And I'm like, Ma, you put the bad juju on Rochelle. So I, after breakfast,
because Amanda is honest and is a homie,
told Rochelle that Mom had bad juju vibes about going out today, and she wasn't going to tell Rochelle.
So I told Mom, I said, you effed me. You totally effed me, dude.
With the bad juju.
With the bad juju.
Yep.
And she laughed. She's like, no, I didn't.
Yes,
I was like,
did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, she did.
I'm like, you had a feeling before we left that you should wear good clothes because it might be an accident. And what
happened? An accident.
And what happened, Rosie? Not 5 minutes later, we're in a fucking accident.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're supposed to use your powers to help me, not hurt me.
For good, not for evil.
I'm like, so now you owe me. So here's how you're going to pay me back. So you're going to record the title for our Mother's Day episode for the podcast. And I don't want to hear no shit about it.
No shit. No shit.
No
from
shit.
Mom because she's doing it.
Because she effed me.
She effed you in the AA.
Oh,
she
yeah.
effed you in the mind.
And I have a really lovely Instagram photo of Mom and Auntie Mary. To post on the episode for Mom's Day, bitch.
Oh.
Can I make it an image?
just remember that, you know, peoples might see you. And by peoples, I mean your mother. And by your mother, I mean the woman that you live with. And by the woman that you live with, I mean the woman whose bank account you share. And by the woman whose bank account you share, I mean the person who feeds you. Typically.
Just arrange your testicles.
Amanda! Oh.
Put the right one on the left one, the left one on the right one. Ow!
What is wrong with you?
What?
Don't talk about testicles.
Why?
It's Sunday.
Does it say thou shalt not speak of testicles on Sunday?
I'm pretty sure it's in the book.
Nah,
I think it's like back in Deuteronomy.
I don't think that is...
It has something to do with numbers. I don't know.
It's in Jobs.
It's back in the book.
Paul's letter to the Corinthians.
It's in one of those Corinthian letters.
Do not adjust thy balls. Letters. Yes.
Letters.
Yes.
Not letters.
Yes. Yes.
That shit was funny. But only if you went to catechism class and paid attention.
I only half paid attention.
Yeah,
which is
no
why
shit.
I didn't finish the sacrament.
No shit.
So if the world does go to hell, I'm fucked.
You are fucked.
That's okay. I figured I was fucked anyway. All my friends are gonna be there. All my friends are gonna... Yep, so you can stay with mom in heaven and listen to mom complain about how I'm in hell.
Exactly. Bitch, 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 bitch.
She's like, she should have finished her sacraments.
I'm gonna be like, mommy, we've had this conversation for an eternity now. Can we not have it for two?
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna fly over here now.
Do you want to go and visit? Do you want to go and visit? Do you?
Oh my god, it's gonna be the sickest party.
No kidding.
Boosh, boosh, boosh.
Because
you know dubstep was created in hell, right?
Yes, I know. That's the tempo that they keep when they rip your flesh from your bones.
Boosh, boosh, boosh. That's all right. I'll be dead. I'm not going to feel nothing in hell.
No, there's no point for it to be torture unless you can feel it, dipshit.
Right. So, fire and it's just an old motif down there. It's motif. It's really not.
Just keep convincing yourself,
yeah.
Back, kiddo. All right, so should we do this?
Ow, don't slap my flesh like that.
Don't
it hurts right now.
Why the fuck does your flesh hurt?
It hurts. It responds to...
Ow!
That hurts. Stop it.
Ow. Oh, I'm gonna have fun with this.
Ow. No, I don't flick you.
I can't talk about what you do because we're recording right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't flick me.
Let's do this show.
Okay, so I liked no animals were harmed in the making of this podcast, and the font didn't have a flattering A.
I liked no animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Yeah, so who would say that?
I don't know.
Fuck it, I'll do it. Let's make this shit happen. All right.
Hold on.
Okay. Mummy,
okay.
You need to be quiet. Mummy, you need to be quiet. We're not done.
Mom, just put the cake down and be quiet.
Just put the cake down.
Put the cake
for like
down.
30 seconds and just relax.
Okay.
I can be quiet. This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 295. No animals were harmed during the making of this podcast.
Mom! What? I didn't make a sound. That bag did. That thing dropping on the floor did. The refrigerator door did.
Do you not know how powerful my mic is? It picked up you burping.
And just in case everyone was wondering.
Did you hear that? Yes, we did.
And just so you guys know, I saw a mouse.
No.
Alright, Andre, was that good or do I need to do it again?
Oh, that'll be fine.
Mom's like, I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Because she thinks, because she didn't say anything, she's quiet. All right, guys,
don't make nasty face because you loud as shit.
Don't be mad because you loud as fuck.
Who the fuck is blowing up your phone?
Everybody. Everybody wants a taste.
Seriously, I'm going to make you turn your shit off when we do the podcast.
It's off.
No, it's not off.
Well, for one, Mom was blowing up my spot because she was like, what else should I get? Can't ignore Mom because
no,
when you ignore Mom,
no,
she just gets louder.
Yes, she does. That's true. That's truth speak right there. That's some truth for that ass.
But Mom dropped some hate on me the other day. Like some serious hate on me the other day. Yeah. She was like, you know, Amanda. She's like, well, this seems like a great guy. I'm like, oh God, here we go. Here it goes. Because, you know, she likes to compliment, then insult. Which it should be the other way around.
It's not too. Compliment and insult. It's the, okay, here's the positive because I'm going to hit you with the negative.
Yes, which she totally did. She's like, well, I hope in your dating career you'll date at least one black guy before I die. Because I don't know what your problem is, but you might just like it.
Maybe.
And, like,
she said the same thing. I was like, Mom, where is she supposed to meet a black guy? And she goes, at her job? I'm like, yeah, there's no... Well, I was like, there's one black guy.
But he's got a girlfriend who works at American Eagle, so he's not all that black.
Yeah, really. So I was like, but Mom, she goes, well, when she gets a job, you know, you don't know where she's going to be working. You know, the likable thing, if that comes through or whatever. You know, she there's black people. I was like, well, there's no black people likable. There's white women. Like, if you want to be into a white girl, like, likable is, like, the place to go. Oh, she's like, she goes, well, they're out there. I'm like, I'm
you know what? So's the truth.
I was like, Mom.
So's the truth.
I was like, Mommy. You just have to accept that maybe, just maybe, Amanda's not really attracted to black women. She goes, well, I don't understand why she's black. I was like, well, Mommy. I was like,
do you ever listen to the way your daughter speaks?
Listen, I was like, not for nothing. I just want to put that out there. During our formative years where we figure out, you know, like with puberty and whatnot, what we're attracted to and what we're not attracted to and what we like and what we don't like. Like, you do remember that both Amanda and I went to predominantly white schools, right? So I would say you should just go with victory as far as she likes boys.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, I was like, you should just go with victory as far as that, you know, fighting.
And none of the guys that I have dated have ever been in jail, on the man pole, or drugs.
By the way, before we get started, So we've decided that we figured out a way to do Save the Drama for my mama.
We're just gonna... We can't do any... She has to be fully aware.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does, Rochelle. She can sue us for that shit.
She won't sue us.
Yes, she would.
No, I pay rent. She won't sue us. She'll just get really, really upset.
We cannot tape Mom without her knowledge.
Not gonna do a video. It's gonna be audio. I'm just going to put the voice meter on and be like, all right, so what are you watching now? Just let her describe it. Stealth Mom Podcast. It's the Ninja Cast.
Good
luck. What's Ash Mom watching this week?
Good luck.
This thing where the guy's like, I'm not exactly sure. He's kind of a dick. He's like really addicted to like everybody. I don't know why. He's like, he's really addicted to his mom. Like really badly.
That could be really bad. But really good. And also, on top of that, very funny. But Mom will get really mad. You don't live with her. I do. Which means I gotta deal with that. And then eventually, because Mom, you know, sometimes Mom's perceptive. Like, she's not aware that she's perceptive, but she is. And then she'd be like, you know, Rochelle's been coming up here a lot lately.
What I come home every night, though. And I ask her every night what she's watching.
So, but
Foundation
I'm just saying, eventually she'll just like, you know, she's been asking me a lot when she could just go and watch it herself, so I don't know why she's...
She doesn't go to the website.
No.
She never goes to the website. Until she's famous, and I'm like, we sold so many ads on your website. And she'd be like, what website?
Oh, I cannot be a part of that, bro.
I'm just gonna tell her that we're gonna record some audio. No video. Because her thing was like, video. Well, we won't do it video to start until the Land of Ashram is done. And then
you might have to walk up 13 stairs and come up to the studio.
Oh, yep, she might have to come to the studio. In the studio. Studio.
I cannot. Get those first few recorded and then I'll jump in, but I cannot be involved at the start. Can't.
You have no cojones, but that's okay. I have cojones. I'll do it. Don't worry. I got it.
I can come in later. I can't. I can't come in on the ground level.
Like, I can't commit till I know that this is a viable property, so...
Isn't that a verb? That's pretty smart.
Yes. I'm just saying. Wow! It's good root beer. I gotta get more. I need to fill up the Coke fridge, because it's a little...
Yeah, barren.
It's a little on the low side.
And I actually did not come down here and sneak them.
No, but your mama sent me down here quite a few times
ago. Hey,
do you have any ginger ale? Or not Coke? Yes. Do you have anything that's not... I don't want to drink anything dark. Do you have any... Yeah, Ma, I have Fresca. Oh, I'll take a Fresca. I like Fresca. Okay. So I come down, I bring her one up. Oh, you only brought one?
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's okay. And she gives me the side look like, bitch, I know you got more than one. Like, really? Yeah. You know, you could get some Fresca. Oh, I don't really like soda. Well, you killed the Fresca. Well, you know, I mean, it's, you know. You know. You got any Sprite? Yeah, I got Sprite Zero. Oh, no, no, that's okay. Well, I mean, if you have it.
Oh, yeah, she's like that.
Like.
Yeah, that's our mom.
Maybe so angry. Because I was hungry and angry yesterday.
I think we're going to have to pop open that other bottle of Moscato.
It's been pop in the thingy. It's not cold, though.
Yeah, neither was your pink Moscato. I saw you pop that.
That's open.
And you left it out.
That's open.
So,
it's open.
What's up?
You want to go get it?
What's up?
You want to go get it?
What's up?
You want to go get it?
I'm saying what's up.
I'm waiting for you to tell me, bitch, go get it.
Mother, I think you gotta go get
Hold
it.
Hold on. I'll call mom.
Meet her in the stairs?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but
no problem. Oh, Amanda, there we go.
Yeah, don't text yourself. That's
it's like Amanda, get yourself Moscato.
Sometime.
He's like, "What's up, bro, Ham?" Oh God, we're recording.
Oh, you really think mom's gonna answer the phone though, right?
Yeah.
You don't answer the phone.
Mommy, I'm on fire. I am literally on fire right now. Mommy, will you please answer the phone? Please? I know you're in the kitchen, because I know you're not outside, because I'm staring at Tom playing with our trash barrels. So I know that you can hear me, and you're just refusing to answer the phone. The pink Moscato, I want you to grab it and meet me in the hallway right now. Like, grab it and open the door. I'm going to stand in the hallway and wait for you. Don't give me that look. Just do it. Thank you. I love you.
P.S. I love you.
I know, right? I can be as much as a dick as I want as long as I say thank you at the end. Yes! Oh, you're in the cellar!
That's my sister, gotta love her. Gotta. There's no other choice. You just can't beat a mom that doesn't know you're recording or frankly just doesn't give a shit that you are.
Esh mom, I am glad that I am genetically related to you.
Me too. So to all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. We hope you enjoyed our show. Share it with your mom. Let her know that, see, at least I didn't do that to you.
At least I don't throw you under the bus once a week, mom. These girls have been doing it for 7 years.
7 years. See how much I love you? I love you more than them.
I just call to say I esh you.
Okay, well, like that, throw to Ash. Make sure you check us out on our website, www.egmnow.com, or hit us up on our home site for the podcast, electricsisterhood.com, or use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. The short address is a budget along when you can check out any articles written within the week. All questions and comments should go to our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Land of Esh.
And this podcast, we do it.
Yeah, we do. Make sure that you check it out. You can get our podcast in the iTunes Music application, in the iOS Podcast application, in the Microsoft Store by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the subscribe button. But if you're not living La Vida I or you don't have a Windows mobile device, well, then you can
plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. However, we're not the only ones there that you should be taking a listen to.
That's right. Make sure that after you've subscribed to the Electric Sisterhood podcast, that you check out on Tuesdays the brand new episode of the Boston Bash Brigade podcast. Some homies of ours who love video games, but also love movies and music and independent stuff that's out there. So you want to check them out on Tuesday on the music tip and the gadget side of the world. You got the Geek Aggro podcast, which is held down by another home boy, Deuces Wild, who we got love for. Great show. Really cool. You want to check that out. On Thursdays, if you've got issues, he's got issues. The Issues program, hosted by The Issues Guy. We love our homeboy, Phil. You just got to check out the show, call in, share your issues, have fun, because it ain't fun unless the homies have some. And for the rest of the week, well, then there's everything we write about on our websites. Again, you can find it at egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. Check out podcasts, hit us up on Facebook, suggest things for us to check out, share your thoughts, let us know if there's something you want us to check out or think that we would find interesting. And then, as always, there's the Twitter, the news stream for news articles that are just being released, twitter.com/ESH News. For everybody else that makes up the Land of Esh, if you want to find them, the fastest way to do it is go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/NinjaSista, and check out the Land of Esh list. So there you have it. The awesome, awesome stuff. I gotta say, Panda,
yeah.
What shit are you digging this week? And I think I already know your answer, but go ahead.
It starts with and ends with
Is it Omnoms?
No, it's Mom.
That's right. We love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And until next week, we're
you
out.
You stay classy, San Diego.
In order to fill out the hour, here's some snippets from previously recorded episodes.
I hate Mondays. I don't hate Mondays because any day I wake up is a good day. But I don't particularly love Mondays.
But there should be a day after Sunday called Fun Day. And that's like a day that you have fun, no work. It should be an 8-day week. And Fun Day should be Fun Day.
But then wouldn't that just be, wouldn't you think of Fun Day as just being the end of your week? Because you can't start on a high and then go into Monday. If you have Fun Day and then you got to go to work, won't that make Monday suck even more? Because the day before was Fun Day.
Then Fun Day should be where Wednesday is. Fun Day should be in the middle of the week.
Okay, so Fun Day is then in the middle of the week. It's kind of like the Spanish siesta day.
Yeah.
Like a whole day.
And then you're completely recharged for the second half of your week.
I like that. I think we should replace Wednesday with Fun Day.
Start tweeting about that now, guys.
Yeah.
Wednesday equals Fun Day.
Yeah. Hashtag Wednesday
is Get your Fun Day. Sombreros out.
Seriously. Because then you could break up your Fun Day and I could have half of my Fun Day be about gaming and then the other half.
Whatever you want your Fun Day to be about, that is what your Fun Day is about.
And relaxation and friends and all that.
Yeah, friends.
I'm probably going to pick that up this week, and the first thing that I'm going to institute is a one, day a week minimum hour dedicated to a fitness movement game, whether that's an hour of Dance Central or an hour of Zumba or, Fitness Evolved, because there are people that are having success for that. So that was piece one of what I wanted to do, and I'm going to challenge Pandalicious to actually join me for that hour.
I win. I saw in the future.
Really?
I'm a clairvoyant. I win.
Really?
Yep.
It's not a competition.
Oh, I still win.
Okay. And because of the gunsmith mode, where literally my gun explodes and I can piece by piece change out and swap pieces, I can make a gun that works for me. I put a pistol handle grip.
No, you didn't.
On a sniper rifle?
No.
Yeah, I did. I put a pistol grip on a sniper rifle, which fucked up the control but made it highly maneuverable. And then I put a tac scope on it. And I put a long barrel.
Shaking my head.
I put a long barrel and a silencer on it. I was just headshotting fools.
Are you making guns out of Devil May Cry now? Is that what you're doing?
A little bit.
That is ridiculous.
It is kind of awesome, though.
It's ridiculously stupid.
No, it was actually ridiculously awesome because I was headshotting fools from a prone position.
Your gun is too heavy for a pistol grip in reality.
But I'm not in reality because I wouldn't be in the army. I wouldn't be part of a ghost team in reality. I wouldn't pass the physical.
Neither would I.
Let alone actually be able to hold a gun because of the...
Oh, I can hold a gun.
Because of the surgery on my wrist.
I've done it.
I would have to have a brace, and then I would have to then brace the brace, which right there would exclude me from service.
Right.
Yeah. We're not talking about reality. We're talking about
non-reality. It's a pistol grip, Ninja.
I'm telling you, if you saw my gun and you used it, you'd be like, this gun is a shit.
I would never use that.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. I'm telling you right now... I'll make this bet with you.
I still have your other bet that I have to do.
I know, we still have to do that. But this week, you come down and play a mission with that gun. I'm telling you right now, you're going to like that gun.
I don't like
it. You're going to like that gun.
I have a bad taste in my mouth.
I'm telling you right now, especially if you put a 12-time magnifier scope on that thing.
You're cheating.
I'm not cheating. I am making my weapon. This is my weapon. There are many weapons out there, but this one is mine.
All right, fine, so be it. It's your weapon. You love it.
Okay. I do.
Okay.
It's fucking amazing.
All right.
It's like a desert eagle, but awesomer.
Yes, because awesomer is a word.
Yeah, I just made it a word. Shut the fuck up. Awesome sauce is a word. So if awesome sauce can
awesome
be a word.
Awesome and sauce are two different. Awesomer
is absolutely a
word.
Have
you been taking lessons from Stephanie Meyer?
No, I've been taking lessons from South Park. Eat a dick. That's right. Shake your head. So you could, like, position yourself and go, okay, if I scan right here, I should ping both objects one time, so I should be able to get them both before the Reapers come. And if they don't, I've got this one little side mission I can do that I can then come back because it's already pinged. And once you ping it, it sits there and takes
right. Yeah, because you already discovered it. It doesn't become undiscovered just because you left it.
Exactly. So then I could just run back in and get it and deliver it who I needed to be. So on my third game plu, Yeah, that's what happens. Game playthrough becomes a game plu.
Game plu.
Yeah, that's
new word.
That's the
evolution. That's going in the image.
That's how it digivolves. Game playthrough. Digivolves into game plu.
Game plu.
Game plu.
But I got a new Pokemon in Pokemon Black and White too.
I hope when I pass away that there's a giant reel of all the great things I've ever said on this show and all shows I've ever been.
We're gonna make the most amazing clip show.
Well, we have a lot of practice already.
Yeah, exactly.
So
but see, next week I'm gonna be like, oh my god, my gosh! I know you can't see that face, but it was really kind of precious. Panda saw it, and she's, like, trying to hold back the snot, but...
There's no
snot. I'm just saying. If I can make
girls
you laugh...
Girls don't...
Snark?
Make snot.
Oh, no. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm going to own it right now. I have laughed so hard before that I've blown snot out of my nose, which made me laugh even harder, because there were people around to see it.
Have you ever snarted? It's a sneeze fart.
Hey,
it looks like we're heading down this road.
Yes.
I've done it.
Who hasn't? I mean, there have been times where you're like,
oh, no. Ow.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it happens, I own that. Now, of course, that makes the situation like 100 times more funny.
Yep.
Being that I'm a girl.
Because apparently girls don't fart.
That's what I heard on the internet, but I'm going to tell the internet right now that
But the
wrong.
Internet says that
but
girls don't
like
exist.
Popcorn. When girls fart.
But girls on the internet don't exist, so why would the internet know about girls?
Girls, the only girls that exist on the internet are the ones from Shutterstock.
You really went there.
Chick-fil-A went there. Anyway! How are you gonna
get they were smart, like, with the whole Tinkerbell. Like, they already knew, ideally, who they wanted, but they had to wait for her to grow up a little bit. And now you can't get Tinkerbell to shut the fuck up.
No, that bitch just be running her mouth.
Well, if you were quiet for most of your life,
I mean, I would have a lot of things to say, yeah. But it wouldn't be anything you could put on, like, a video game or a TV show or a cartoon for the children.
I'm just saying.
It's just kind of another nerd convention that I would just, you know, like to go at least for a day.
Right.
You know, unlike Nerd Spring Break, meaning South by Southwest.
Yes, I knew which one you were talking about.
Which I...
You really, can't go to that one.
But I want to go.
You've been told you can't go.
I know.
I can go.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Nuh-uh.
Wish you were here.
If you go, I have to go to chaperone.
No, you don't. I'm a grown woman. What? I'm a grown woman.
Yes.
Were we not having this discussion yesterday about bad choices?
You're a grown woman that, you know...
Hasn't made a bad choice.
Yeah. It's been how many days since your last bad choice? Yeah. The calendar is, it's like less than one hand.
I haven't made horrible choices.
We didn't
choices.
Say horrible choices, we said bad choices, Panda.
I would say less than stellar choices. Not necessarily bad.
Panda, you're backing up from it. Ultimately, here's where we go. If you go to South by Southwest, I have to go in order to chaperone you.
I don't need to be watched.
I didn't say watched, I said chaperoned.
Chaperone is a fancier word for watch.
There are some parties that you absolutely would need someone to go,
Who said I would go to those parties? All right.
Common sense. Jesus, pick them.
If Jesus says, dude, you need to go to this party, obviously, you gotta go to this party.
But Jesus would look at me like, but you need to go to this party with her.
It's like, look, she needs to be there, but you, you need to be watching this bitch.
For her.
Says me, who's Jesus. Exactly. I be he, Jesus.
I be he who tell you, you need to go to this party with her. That's what would happen.
Damn it, Jesus.
Jesus is only looking out for you.
I know.